I read an article, I don't know, a few weeks ago, that if Roe v. Wade is overturned, it's not going to stop the number of abortions. It's just going to make them illegal, and people are going to have to go back to the way, women are going to have to go back to the way it was before the Supreme Court decision 50 years ago. And that's a very dangerous way to conduct abortions. It's probably not going to stop or lower the number of abortions. It's just going to make them more dangerous. And that to me is a woman's choice. It's a woman's choice to control her body. This is a court case that has a 50-year precedence. So if this is overturned, if this precedence is overturned, what's next? Is it going to be the Miranda rights legislation? Is it going to be illegal search and seizures? You know, is it going to be, there's a number of things. To go down this road to me is very dangerous. To start overturning precedents by the Supreme Court. If that happens when I'm in Congress, I would support a law that makes abortion legal so this issue doesn't come up.
Is that what they're calling, like, codifying it, basically? Is that what you would support?
Yeah, if that's what the intent is, yes. You know, because, I mean, and it's a privacy issue. It's not just, you know, the right to have an abortion, but it's a person's privacy. And I think that's what the ruling was, the initial ruling was based on, was right to privacy. That just opens up a whole lot of other doors that I don't think we want to open.